Next, Mr. Chameleon and the Snapshot in the Park murder case. Tonight, we again present the famous Mr. Chameleon of Central Police Headquarters in his famous cases of crime and murder, brought to you by the makers of genuine Bayer aspirin. Mr. Chameleon, as you know, is the famous and dreaded detective who frequently uses a disguise to track down a killer, a disguise which at all times is recognized by the audience. Tonight, we give you Mr. Chameleon in a Snapshot in the Park murder case. As strong oaks from little acorns grow, so do great tragedies often grow from a chain of seemingly unimportant events. And it is from such a trivial and casual thing as a young boy ringing a doorbell that Mr. Chameleon is catapulted into one of the most sinister and far-reaching murder investigations of his colorful career. The scene opens in the home of Silas Winters, a respectable citizen, the kind of man his friends would least expect to find as a principal in a case of murder and suspense. Silas is alone, reading his afternoon paper, when...
Oh, that infernal doorbell again. Can't a man be left in peace to read his paper? I wonder what this is. Well, what do you want, son?
You, Mr. Silas Winters?
That's right.
Snapshots taken in the park for you, sir.
What snapshots are you talking about?
There are three of them, Mr. Winters. Oh, no charges. I was told to bring them to you. That's all I know. Here they are, sir.
Who took these pictures?
There's nothing wrong with them, is there? I took them yesterday afternoon in the park. A gentleman gave me $2 and said to bring them to you when they were developed.
You mean the man in this picture told you to bring them to me?
No, sir. Not the gentleman in the picture, sir, but a gentleman sitting a few benches up from him with a lady.
Here's $5 for you, boy.
Thanks, Mr. Winters. Those $5 will help me go through college.
These snapshots are worth more than $5 to me. Bye, son. Say, what's your name?
Jimmy Dobbs, sir. But why?
Goodbye, Jimmy. Phoebe! Phoebe!
Yes, Uncle Silas, I hear you. And so do the people down the block. What are you shouting about?
Come down here right away. You'll soon find out.
Well, here I am. What's the matter?
Look at these snapshots, Phoebe.
What? They're...
Yes, they're snapshots of that dirty, no-good husband of yours. The one that swore that he'd leave that cheap woman he's mixed up with alone or stay out of this house. Told you not to believe him. To leave him. Throw him out of your life.
But Uncle Silas, I love him.
Love him? After what's going on? What's wrong with your mind?
Please, please, Uncle.
I'm telling you, Phoebe, you better go out and find him wherever he is. Probably in some cheap tavern with that girl Taffy. Tell him you're finished, done, through with him.
You don't understand.
I understand, all right. Tell him if he comes near this house to see you or if I lay eyes on him, I'll blow his head off. Now you tell him that. Go on, get out.
I'll go.
And 2 hours later, at Central Police Headquarters, we find Mr. Chameleon, the man of many faces who has brought so many murderers to justice, in the office of the Commissioner of Police, and the Commissioner is saying...
Well, Chameleon, here's an easy one for you.
Easy, Commissioner? What do you mean? Or perhaps I should ask, what's the kicker?
There's no kicker. Just as simple as ABC.
Wonderful, Commissioner. But...
Harold Sayers, the nightclub playboy, has been murdered.
Harold Sayers? I know him. Bad egg.
Yeah, he was shot to death in his home. Or rather, right in front of it. The house where he lived with his wife, Phoebe, and her uncle. A man named Silas Winters. 5 bullets in his head. Not much of his head left.
I see. But what's so easy about this case, Commissioner?
Well, just this, Chameleon. The gun that killed him is Silas Winters' gun. And he was the only one near enough to kill him. And old Winters is shouting out that he's glad Sayers is dead. But go out there yourself, Chameleon, and get the picture. Plain as handwriting on the wall. It's a cinch.
I hope you're right, Commissioner. I'll pick up Detective Sergeant Dave Arnold and get out there right away. I am Chameleon of Central Police Headquarters, Mr. Winters.
Chameleon, eh? The fancy dress cop. I know all about you. Before we start talking, though, let me tell you, if you think I killed that skunk Sayers, well, you better have another guess.
You did kill him, you did. You know you did.
Shut up, Phoebe.
Who are you, miss?
She's no Miss Chameleon. She's my niece, Phoebe. Mrs. Harold Sayers, that dead pup's wife. She's a fool.
I'm not looking for opinions, Mr. Winters. I'm looking for a murderer. Now, Phoebe, you say your uncle here killed your husband.
I know it's unspeakable. Horrible of me to say it, Mr. Chameleon, but I know Uncle Silas killed my husband. He told me himself this afternoon he would.
You forgetting what you owe me, Phoebe?
No, I'm not forgetting. I owe you everything I've got in the world. Everything. But that doesn't mean I'll stand by and not tell the police you killed Harold. Mr. Chameleon, my uncle Silas Winters deliberately murdered my husband. That's what I told the policeman who came here first. Now I tell you.
Did you see your uncle murder him? Actually witness the shooting, Phoebe?
No, I didn't exactly see him, but...
Where were you when the murder occurred? Weren't you here?
I'd gone to the 10-cent store for something, and when I came back, I...
Yes? When you came back, what?
That's enough, Chameleon. I'll admit the murder. I killed him. Arrest me.
And the commissioner told me this was a cinch.
What's that?
Nothing, Mr. Winters. I was simply thinking out loud. Now, suppose we get this affair organized, Mr. Winters. Let's have the story.
I'll tell you, Mr. Chameleon.
Before you tell me anything, Phoebe, you might bear in mind that you were outside the house when your husband was killed, and you claim that you came onto the scene immediately after the murder.
What does that lead to, Mr. Chameleon?
To the cold fact, Phoebe, that you may have killed him. Understand?
There's the gun on Uncle's table over there. It was there when I came in the house, and it's my uncle's gun. I couldn't have killed Harold outside the house with the gun I found on that table when I came into the house, could I?
It wouldn't be the first gun planted on another person to get a killer out of a close one, Phoebe.
It's no good, Chameleon. I killed him. I'm ready to go with you now. I want to get it over. Phoebe didn't kill him. I did. I'm glad I did, the skunk.
Mr. Chameleon.
Yes, Dave. Mr. Winters and Phoebe, this is Detective Sergeant Arnold.
How do you do? Mr. Chameleon, there's a party outside wanting to come in. He says he's Mr. Winters' son.
It's Terry. Now I know who gave you those snapshots, Uncle Silas. He would.
What snapshots, Phoebe?
Hold your tongue, Phoebe.
What snapshots, Phoebe?
These, right here. Look at them, Mr. Chameleon. They're what started all the trouble.
It's easy to see that one of the people in the snapshots is your murdered husband, Phoebe. But who's the girl?
Taffy Rogers. The girl my husband was infatuated with, that's who.
The radio singer, Taffy Rogers? When were they taken?
Yesterday afternoon in the park. After that pup Harold promised Phoebe to let her alone.
Did you take these pictures, Mr. Winters?
I don't know who took them, Chameleon. A boy delivered them to me this afternoon. Said he'd been given $2 to bring them to me.
I tell you, Mr. Chameleon, that Terry Winters, Uncle Silas's son, sent them here. He wanted to break up my marriage. He hated my husband and he hated me. He'd been trying to make love to me.
Didn't I tell you? Shut up, Phoebe.
Mr. Winters, do you know that boy's name? The one who brought you those snapshots?
He told me his name was Jimmy Dobbs. That's all I know, Mr. Chameleon. I've never seen him before.
Detective Sergeant Arnold, bring Mr. Winters' son, Terry, in here.
Hey, you, Terry Winters. Come in here. Father, Phoebe, what's happened here?
You know what's happened, Terry. Don't try to be clever. You and Uncle Silas killed my husband. Murdered him together.
What are you talking about, Phoebe? Don't listen to her, Mr. Chameleon. She's gone wild.
You seem very free in accusing people of murder, Phoebe. Now, Terry, did you send these snapshots to your father or have them taken in the park yesterday?
Snapshots? I've never seen them in my life.
Where were you when Phoebe's husband, Harold, was murdered?
Out riding in the country, in my car.
Who was with you?
I was alone.
How do you know when Harold was killed?
I don't know.
You just told me you were driving in the country when he was.
Now listen, Mr. Chameleon.
I am, but I'm not hearing anything that makes sense.
If you're trying to...
Tell me next. Were you making love to Phoebe here, trying to break up her marriage? She says you were.
Then she's lying. I was going to marry Taffy Rogers, the girl in that snapshot there with Phoebe's husband.
Perhaps that's why you wanted the murdered man out of the way, Terry.
What?
I've known weaker motives. Dave.
Yes, sir.
There's a number rubber stamped on the back of these snapshots.
I get you, Mr. Chameleon. You mean they've been developed by one of those big developing companies?
Exactly, Dave. Ring headquarters to check on all those companies. I want to find out if a lad named Jimmy Dobbs had them developed, and where we can find Jimmy.
There's a phone in the hall, Mr. Chameleon. Your man can use it.
Well, thanks, Mr. Winters. And now, Terry, where does the gorgeous Taffy Rogers live? Your fiancée, I mean, and the murdered man's girlfriend.
She's got nothing to do with killing Harold.
The question, Terry, was where does Taffy Rogers live?
In the Avalon Apartments. But you've got no right, Chameleon.
We'll see if I have. And I warn you, Terry Winters, if you phone Taffy that I'm on my way to see her, I'll pick you up as a murder suspect.
The boys are at work tracing the snapshots, Mr. Chameleon.
Okay, Dave. Now I'm going to let you meet the glamorous radio singer, Taffy Rogers.
I'm afraid I don't know you, boys.
I'm Chameleon of Central Police Headquarters.
And I'm Detective Sergeant Arnold, Miss Taffy. Same address.
The police? But I don't understand.
You will when Mr. Chameleon starts on you, Taffy.
Don't be tough on her, Dave. She may be innocent.
Innocent? Innocent of what?
Of being an accomplice in the murder of Harold Sayers.
Harold murdered? Oh, what are you trying to tell me? Harold dead.
Save the tears, Taffy. You're not the crying kind.
Well, what of it? Suppose I'm not. Come out with it now. What do you cops want with me? I didn't kill Harold Sayers.
But it's possible the boy you're going to marry, Terry Winters, I mean, did kill him. And that you were hand in hand in it. Or knew all about it. Which is it, Taffy?
Listen, Mr. Chameleon. I'd no more think of marrying Terry Winters than I'd think of marrying that cop with you.
You wouldn't what?
Never mind, Dave. Now, Taffy, answer this one. You say Terry Winters lied when he said you were engaged to him, or at least imply it.
Listen, Mr. Chameleon, I'm engaged to a dozen saps like Terry. They all think I'm their one and only. It's good for my business being popular.
That's a refreshing slant, Taffy. But back to brass tacks. Were you planning to marry the murdered man, Harold Sayers, if he got rid of his wife, Phoebe?
Ah, he was another soft head. Marry him, I should say not. I got a real gentleman friend, though, that I'm going to let the bells ring for as soon as...
He gets rid of his present wife, that it, Taffy?
You bet that's it. A real gentleman.
Named Allerton Watkins, right?
Who said that?
Oh, the gossip columns. Stupid, I didn't think of this before. I wonder what he'll say when he hears you're mixed up in a murder.
I'm not mixed up in a murder, I tell you,
Taffy, you were in the park yesterday afternoon with the murdered Harold Sayers.
That's a lie.
And somebody took snapshots of the two of you sitting very close to each other, and you looking pretty angry.
That fresh kid took the pictures, I saw him. All right, I was in the park with Harold Sayers, but that doesn't
mean... Would you know
mean...
that boy if you saw him?
Sure I would. I've seen him around taking pictures. Says he's working his way through college. His name's Jimmy Dobbs.
Thank you, Taffy. You've told me more than you think. Goodbye. We'll probably see you later. Come along, Dave.
Well, here's the car, Mr. Chameleon. Where next?
Start up and then get headquarters, the commissioner, on the radio phone, Dave.
Right-o. Mr. Chameleon calling the commissioner.
Hello, I was just calling you, Chameleon. We got the information on that Dobbs boy.
The one that took the snapshots in the park, Commissioner?
Yeah, that's it. His father runs a stationery shop at 61st and Acton Avenue. The boy is there now, helping the old man out.
Fine, Commissioner.
Oh, wait a second. Another call is coming in.
I'll hold on. Oh, I wonder what that is, Dave.
Search me.
Hello, get this, Chameleon. Another murder has been reported. Man named Allerton Watkins, but that doesn't concern you.
Maybe not, Commissioner. But on the off chance, arrest Taffy Rogers on suspicion of Watkins' murder. She's his girlfriend. And give the story out to the newspapers.
What? Arrest the radio singer?
That's it, Commissioner. Arrest Taffy Rogers. I'll see her at headquarters later. I'm on my way now to find that snapshot kid, Jimmy Dobbs.
Mr. Chameleon and the Snapshot in the Park murder case continues in just a moment. A very important thing to know about genuine Bayer aspirin is that its single active ingredient is so gentle to the system, mothers give it even to small children on their doctor's advice. Always remember this, because it means that when you have an ordinary headache, neuritic or neuralgic pain, you can take Bayer aspirin with complete confidence. For Bayer aspirin gives you more than fast relief. It also gives you the dependable relief that's important to your health. Bayer aspirin's speed is proved by the fact that it's actually ready to go to work in 2 seconds. And its dependability is proved by the fact that no other pain reliever can match its record of use by millions of normal people without ill effect. So don't experiment when you're in pain. Don't risk using drugs that have not stood the test of time. Instead, use something that millions know from experience is fast and completely dependable, too. Genuine Bayer aspirin. When you buy, ask for it by its full name, Bayer Aspirin, not just for aspirin alone. Get the 100-tablet bottle, and you get Bayer Aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. And now back to Mr. Chameleon and the Snapshot in the Park murder case. Harold Sayers, playboy husband of Phoebe Sayers, has been murdered shortly after a boy, Jimmy Dobbs, comes to the home of Phoebe's uncle and gives him snapshots taken in the park, showing Harold with radio singer Taffy Rogers, with whom he was infatuated. Taffy declares she had no interest in the murdered man, but recalled the boy taking the snapshots. We now find Mr. Chameleon and Detective Sergeant Dave Arnold entering the store where the snapshot boy, Jimmy Dobbs, works. And Chameleon is saying...
Hello, Jimmy Dobbs.
The latest editions are over there on the rack.
Oh, I'm not here for a paper, Jimmy. I'm Chameleon of Central Police Headquarters.
What are the police after you for, Jimmy? I tell you, Mr. Detective, Jimmy's a fine boy. He's never done a wrong thing in his life.
Well, I haven't said he did. In fact, I'm sure he didn't. You're his father, I take it?
That's right, I'm Jimmy's father. Oh, I get it now. You're Mr. Chameleon, the famous detective. I should know, reading all the papers like I do. Funny I didn't recognize you.
Isn't it? But my business is with Jimmy.
Gee, it's great meeting you, Mr. Chameleon.
Jimmy, you took some pictures in the park yesterday afternoon and delivered them to Mr. Silas Winters, right?
Sure. The old geezer gave me $5 for them. He was plenty glad to get them. Plenty glad.
My son Jimmy's working his way through college taking pictures, Mr. Chameleon.
So I've heard, Mr. Dobbs. Now, Jimmy, who told you to take those snapshots to Silas Winters?
Oh, I don't know the lady's name.
But it wasn't a lady, Jimmy. A man sent her, Mr. Chameleon.
So you were there too, Mr. Dobbs?
No, but Jimmy told me about it.
Oh, I see. Well, now tell me, Jimmy, could you identify the lady who...
But it wasn't a lady, Mr. Chameleon.
Well then, Jimmy, could you identify the man or the lady, whichever it was, who told you to take those pictures to old Mr. Silas Winters?
I ain't sure, Mr. Chameleon, but I'd try.
That's fine, Jimmy. I'll call on you for identification, perhaps. Oh, I say, Mr. Dobbs, could you give me a piece of that writing paper over there?
Well, I'll give you a whole box if you want it, Mr. Chameleon.
Oh, thanks. One sheet will do. Now, Jimmy.
Yes, Mr. Chameleon?
I want you to write a brief statement about taking those pictures in the park. Mm-hmm. Just say, I, Jimmy Dobbs, took 3 snapshots in the park yesterday afternoon of a lady and a man on a park bench. Come along now and write it.
I hope you're not pulling my boy into a murder case, Mr. Chameleon. It's not coming to him.
Oh, I understand that, Mr. Dobbs. It's just a routine thing.
Here you are, Mr. Chameleon. Is this what you want?
Yes, that's great, Jimmy. Thank you a lot. Goodbye.
Bye, sir.
Bye, Mr. Chameleon.
Now, what's that all about, Mr. Chameleon, getting that statement from the kid Jimmy?
The thing it's about, Dave, is that it will bring us quickly to the murderer of Phoebe's husband, Harold Sayers.
More power to you, Mr. Chameleon, but I don't catch on.
Our next stop is at Silas Winters' home, where the boy delivered the snapshots. I'm going back to where Phoebe and her uncle are, back to the scene of the playboy husband's murder. But first, I have to make a quick change in appearance.
You're going there in disguise, Mr. Chameleon?
Yes, Dave, in disguise. As an old electrician named Joe Culpepper, who came here from Georgia to work for the light company. He'll come to the Winters house to restore the current that's been turned off.
But the current isn't off at the Winters house.
No, but it will be as soon as we get to headquarters, Dave.
And shortly after, we find Mr. Chameleon at Central Police Headquarters, giving the finishing touches to his disguise as Joseph Culpepper, an electrician of Southern speech and behavior, as he says to Detective Sergeant Dave Arnold.
How about it, Dave? Do I look the part of Joe Culpepper?
I came here to get you all's current back on.
Every time you pull one of those disguises, Mr. Chameleon, I'm knocked for a loop. This one's a whizzer. Perfect. Nobody would ever see through it.
All right. Then bring Taffy Rogers in here now.
Taffy Rogers? The dame you had pinched on suspicion of murder, you're not going to let her see you in that disguise. Listen, Mr. Chameleon, you tipped off your disguise before and almost got yourself bumped off. I tell you, don't try your luck again. Don't do it.
I've already told Detective Foley to have her outside. Call Taffy Rogers in, Dave.
I don't like any part of this, but I'll follow orders. Foley, send Taffy Rogers in.
That detective said Mr. Chameleon wanted me. Well, where is he? I got plenty to tell him. Where is Mr. Chameleon?
Sorry you didn't recognize me, Taffy.
You, Mr. Chameleon, in that getup?
I'm on my way to Silas Winters' house in this disguise to close in on the killer of his niece Phoebe's husband, Harold Sayers. And I wanted to apologize to you first, Taffy.
Apologize? To me?
Yes, Taffy. Apologize for having had you arrested. Dave, release this girl. And then ring up that boy Jimmy Dobbs, who took the snapshots of Taffy here and the murdered man, Harold Sayers, in the park. Tell him I'll be in Silas Winters' basement in this disguise, working on the electric lines near the meter.
Are you nuts, Mr. Chameleon? Letting this dame hear this and then tipping your disguise off to that boy? Why don't you publish what you're doing in the papers? I'm sorry, Mr. Chameleon, but I'm worried.
Taffy won't talk. Will you, dear?
Oh, I should say not. I promise. I promise.
The kind of promises that pave the road
Let's
to...
Let's get started, Dave. You phone Jimmy Dobbs. I'll go to Silas Winters' house.
Alone?
You follow me out, Dave, with the evidence the commissioner has upstairs for us. And hurry.
I'll hurry, all right. And I'll be carrying two guns instead of one when I meet you at that murder house.
You answer that door ring, Phoebe. Do you want to break my neck stumbling around in candlelight?
All right, Uncle Silas. Maybe it's the man from the light company.
Good evening, miss. Lovely night and a lovely lady.
If you're from the light company to put the power back on, that's all that's needed from you. We can do without your talk.
Oh, please accept my apologies, miss. Old Joe Culpepper just can't help saying nice things to the ladies. You come from Georgia.
Come in. Where do you want to start? Uncle Silas, it's the man from the light company.
Joe Culpepper by name, Mr. Winters. Say, here you all been mixed up in a murder.
What we're mixed up in is our own business, you old fool.
Talk like you got something on your conscience. But that's none of my affair. I killed a man myself one time. See, get this flashlight. I want to start upstairs on the wire in there.
I'll take you up. Follow me.
Now, I work better alone, Mr. Winters. You stay here.
No, I'm coming with you.
This your bedroom, Mr. Winters?
None of your business. Ask any more questions, I'll throw you out of the house and report you. What are you reaching under that mattress for?
I thought there might be an electric blanket there that short-circuited. And I see there ain't.
What's that paper you got there?
Oh, it's my report sheet, that's all. I got to fill them out for the company. Can't find anything wrong here. Whose room is that?
It's my room. Come in.
You ain't got an electric iron or anything like that in here, have you, miss?
And I haven't got an electric blanket either, if you're thinking about mussing up my bed.
Well, that's fine, lady. Now I'll just go down to the basement to the electric meter.
I'll go with you.
And so will I.
Steep stairs, these. Better let me take it alone in the basement.
I'll go with you.
Oh, let him go alone, Uncle Silas.
Oh, that infernal doorbell again. I'll open it. That infernal boy Jimmy Dobbs that brought the snapshots to me. Get out! We've had enough of you here.
Mr. Winters, I came here to see Mr. Chameleon, disguised as an electrician.
What's this? You're Chameleon?
Right, Winters. I'm Chameleon, here to arrest a murderer. Now, you, Winters, and you, Phoebe, we'll all go into that basement together. Get going downstairs.
What is this?
Where are you?
Look out!
You dirty cop! You came down here to murder me, Chameleon!
Sorry, I missed. Keep your hands up, Dobbs, or I will kill
Chameleon,
you.
Chameleon, who is this fellow?
He's supposed to run a newsstand, Mr. Winters. But he's the partner of your niece, Phoebe, in the murder of her husband, Harold Sayers.
I'll kill you before you take me in, Chameleon. Take a good look at this gun. It's the last one you'll ever see.
Phoebe, are you insane?
Shut up, Uncle Silas!
Got you covered from the back, Phoebe. Don't move.
Good work, Dave. Handcuff Dobbs and Phoebe.
Right, Mr. Chameleon.
Well, I can't understand this, Mr. Chameleon. It's too much for an old man.
Look at these snapshots and letters, Mr. Winters. They tell the whole story.
Why, they just look like snapshots and letters to me, Mr. Chameleon. What do they show?
They are the evidence that your niece Phoebe and this man, Dobbs, used Dobbs' young boy, Jimmy, to take snapshots in the park of illicit meetings that they could use for blackmail. Taffy Rogers, the radio singer, was their decoy. Here's a snapshot of her with another man murdered this afternoon, Allerton Watkins. And I think we can pin his murder on Phoebe and Dobbs, too.
I still don't understand, Mr. Chameleon. You mean that my niece, Phoebe, was involved in blackmail? Murdered her own husband, Harold Sayers?
Yes, precisely. She wanted her husband out of the way. Wanted his money, his insurance. She hated him.
I can't believe it.
So she made a deal with this man, Dobbs, to blackmail her husband. The husband found it out and threatened to turn her and Dobbs in.
That's a lie!
They arranged a meeting between the murdered man and Taffy Rogers and got those snapshots in the park that Dobbs' son brought to you. To plant the murder on you, Mr. Winters, your dislike of the murdered man made you the logical suspect.
God help me. I'm beginning to see the whole thing.
And here are the blackmail letters from Dobbs threatening Harold Sayers. I got them from under your mattress, Mr. Winters, planted there by your loving niece to put the murder on you.
And I even admitted to murder to save her.
And I hate you too, Uncle Silas. I'd be glad to see you up for murder.
You'll be the one convicted, Phoebe. And you, Dobbs, get this.
Get what, Chameleon?
Your original blackmail letters to Harold Sayers were written on this stationery, a sheet of which you so kindly gave me in your shop earlier today.
My own son, that brat Jimmy, turned me in. When I get out, I'll kill him.
You won't get out, Dobbs. And Jimmy didn't turn you in. You used the boy as a tool in your blackmail scheme. And tonight, I used him for my purposes when I tipped him off to my disguise. I knew he'd do exactly what he did. Tell you, and you'd come here to kill me.
I'd still like to kill that brat.
You'll not get the chance. That's all, Dave. Take them in. And after that...
Yes, Mr. Chameleon?
Pick up Taffy Rogers and charge her with blackmail. I'm afraid we can't get her on a murder charge.
Mr. Chameleon was played tonight by Carl Weber in the absence of Carl Swenson. When you seek fast relief from an ordinary headache, neuritic, or neuralgic pain, use quick-acting Bayer aspirin. As you can see for yourself, by dropping a Bayer aspirin tablet in a glass of water, it starts to disintegrate in 2 seconds. It does the same in your stomach. And because of this amazing 2-second disintegrating action, Bayer aspirin tablets are ready to go to work almost instantly you take them to bring you really fast relief from pain. And remember, besides quick relief, Bayer aspirin also means reliable relief. No other pain reliever can match Bayer aspirin's record of use by millions of normal people without ill effect. So when you buy, always ask for it by its full name, Bayer aspirin, never by the name aspirin alone. Get the 100-tablet bottle, and you get Bayer aspirin tablets for less than a penny apiece. Listen next Wednesday night at this same time for Mr. Chameleon, the man of many faces, in the case of the murdered girl's ears. The part of Mr. Chameleon was played tonight by Carl Weber, who appeared for Carl Swenson, who is on vacation, with dialogue written by Frank Hummert, from the original story by Frank and Ann Hummert, music directed by Victor Arden. Your announcer is Warren Sweeney.
A remarkable scientific discovery now makes it possible to cut down tooth decay. You simply use new ammoniated Dr. Lyons tooth powder. Based on a formula developed by University of Illinois scientists, it actually destroys bacteria, Lactobacillus acidophilus, which cause tooth decay. Now think of the pain, worry, and expense this can save you, the wonderful difference it can make in the health and beauty of your teeth. So, to cut down tooth decay, to have sounder, healthier, handsomer teeth, use ammoniated Dr. Lyons tooth powder. Both regular Dr. Lyons tooth powder and new ammoniated Dr. Lyons are at all drug and toilet goods counters.
Listen for Mr. Chameleon in the case of the murdered girl's ears. Next Wednesday night at this time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.